Service safe.
Professor Buzzkill. Mini-Mix.
Howdy, howdy, Buzzkillers. It's your favorite professor here. Welcome back to the show. We've got an ancient mini-myth here this week, tackling the idea that slaves built the ancient and famous pyramids in Egypt. This myth goes all the way back to at least the 5th century BCE, and that's a fairly reliable estimate for when the Book of Exodus in the Bible's Old Testament was finalized. It was written over centuries and centuries, and it came into its final form, more or less the form we know it now, in the 5th century BCE. Exodus says that the Israelites were slaves in Egypt. And although it doesn't mention the pyramid specifically, popular belief since ancient times has held that the slaves built those famous structures of the ancient world. In fact, they're some of the structures that really still survive from the ancient world. Indeed, ancient Greek historian Herodotus, one of the most famous of ancient historians, also writing in the 5th century BCE, specified that the pyramids were built by slave labor, 100,000 slaves to be exact, although he doesn't mention Israelites. Even up into our own time, the image persists of famished slaves in Egypt clad only in loincloths, forming those huge bricks, hauling them across the sand under the cruel whips of their Egyptian overlord. Perhaps the most well-known depiction of this image comes from Cecil B. DeMille's iconic 1956 film, The Ten Commandments. And we've all seen it. We've all seen, you know, it famously portrays Charlton Heston as Moses, bravely standing up to a slave-driving pharaoh played brilliantly, in my opinion, by Yul Brynner, in order to liberate his people. Let my people go. All that sort of stuff. A lot of those scenes take place in and around building of pyramids. The idea even seeps into politics, relatively recent politics. When Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin visited Egypt's National Museum in 1977, he caused quite a stir by sharing his belief that his forebearers, that is, ancient Israelites, not Egyptians, built the pyramids. So, is it true? Did Egypt use slave labor, Israelite slave labor, or otherwise, in order to build its most famous monuments? Well, you know what I'm going to say. Not only is there no evidence that the laborers were slave laborers, there's a lot of evidence that they weren't slaves. Starting in 1990, modern archaeologists began excavating sites near the Giza metropolis, which is where the most famous and dramatic pyramids still stand. You've seen them, the big three, if you will. Those archaeologists found tombs that appear to have been set aside for honored Egyptians who worked on the pyramids. Many of these tombs date back to the 4th Egyptian dynasty, which ruled between 2575 BCE and 2467 BCE. Now, the 9-foot tomb shafts make up these tombs where the bodies were buried, were fairly modest, and the bodies themselves were not mummified, but the proximity of the tombs to the pyramids, the fact that there were full jars of beer and bread put in with the bodies for the afterlife, plus the positioning of the bodies, the way they were related on an east-west axis, suggests that these workers were not slaves at all. Archaeologists now tell us that the workers who built the pyramids were recruited from poor communities in Egypt and worked in kind of 3-month shifts. There were 10,000 of them, considerably fewer than 100,000 reported by Herodotus, and they ate relatively well. It took 30 years to build a single pyramid. Evidence from the workers' bones suggests that they had hard lives and that they died fairly young, but they were not slaves. Rather, the nature of their tombs suggests that they were honored workers who labored in exchange for a better life in ancient Egypt and perhaps for a better afterlife. Alas, the pyramids were built for the pharaohs, not for the afterlife of the workers. Talk to you next week.